Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you would like to share, anything that's on your mind, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be speaking to Dr. Naomi Wolf at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Wolf is a prolific author, American feminist, and outspoken advocate for freedom, personal freedom, health freedom. She has a really interesting book that I read a few years ago called The End of America, which was very prescient. And I first read her book, The Beauty Myth, almost 20 years ago. We'll have Dr. Naomi Wolf with us at the bottom of the hour, and we will get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team if you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you want to be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Dr. Naomi Wolf at the bottom of the hour about personal freedom, health freedom, and also perhaps if we get a chance to, we'll talk about her book, The Beauty Myth, How Images of Beauty Are Used Against Women. Dr. Naomi Wolf will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we've been talking about phosphorus, high phosphate diets, which tend to be high protein diets, kidney disease. That's the main reason why phosphorus balance gets thrown off. Calcification is one of the things that happens when you have a phosphate problem or a kidney problem or an acid problem. Phosphorus and calcium and high protein are associated with excessive amounts of acid or acid-base balance, we'll say. There are some physicians who will tell you that the high-protein diet can be a cause of kidney disease, or certainly if you have kidney disease, they'll tell you to lay off of high-protein diets or reduce your protein intake. The kidneys are where vitamin D is activated. This is kind of interesting because a lot of people are hip to supplementation with vitamin D these days, but a lot of people don't realize that the kidneys, and the liver for that matter, have to be operating optimally to turn vitamin D on, to activate vitamin D. If you have kidney disease or if you're one of the
100 million Americans with fatty liver disease. That may not be occurring as well as it should. This can throw off acid-base balance. This can throw off calcium metabolism. This can cause calcification. I got a note from my friend, a text from my friend this morning about calcification. She wanted to know, what can she take to prevent calcification? And I had to tell her, you can't really take things to prevent calcification because calcium deposits are the end result of biochemical breakdown, of cellular metabolism gone awry, of weak cells. And sure, vitamin K and vitamin D and magnesium and even vitamin C can play a role in keeping calcium out of the blood or keeping calcium in the bone and helping reduce calcification. But as long as your body is breaking down, cells are dying, your blood pH is on the acidic side or relatively acidic side, you're going to be calcifying. And it's great to take your vitamin K and your vitamin D and your vitamin C and magnesium, and they're all important. But if your body is breaking down, that's where you got to work. You got to work on the bodily breakdown, and of course, that means much more than nutritional supplementation, although nutritional supplementation certainly plays a role. It means taking care of your body. It means relaxing. It means making sure you're practicing your slow, deep breathing techniques. It means exercising. It means just taking care of yourself. And there's this for that. I call this for that. I take this for that illness. This for that is just allopathic nutrition. It's not as bad as allopathy, of course, because at least nutrients aren't drugs. They're not toxic. But it's the same kind of simplistic notion about how to take care of the body. What pill do I take to take care of this bodily breakdown of this illness? The whole pH issue is really interesting. And like many things in health, it's really misunderstood. pH, or acidity, can be a measurement of toxicity. It's a byproduct of metabolism. It's actually a metabolic waste, acid is. Under ordinary conditions, acids are controlled and they're regulated. When we're not taking care of ourselves, when we're eating foods that are hard for the body to handle, when we're eating foods that lack energizing nutrients like the B vitamins, cells can go into stress mode. They go into a hypermetabolic state, and this can ultimately cause a buildup and accumulation of acid in the circulation. The blood likes to be in a vacuum state, an alkaline state. Alkaline is vacuum. It sucks things up. Acid is a fountain. It spews things out. The blood needs to be in an alkaline state so it can suck energy out of foods. When the blood is in an acid state, it doesn't have the same sucking power. And this creates a nutritional deficiency issue, a nutritional deficiency status, and it causes cells to divide much more rapidly, causes a hypermetabolic state, which leads to more acid, which leads to a downward spiral. And the most important way to change blood pH, or I should say the quickest way, and probably the most important way to change blood pH, is to respirate. And this is why respiration is part of the fourfold square of health. Interestingly, because acid or low pH activates cells, it turns on a hypertrophic response, it makes cells grow, acid actually can be leveraged. Low pH can be leveraged. That's why we go to the gym and we feel the burn. Excuse me. When you feel the burn, you're feeling acid. You're feeling a metabolic waste, lactic acid. And that lactic acid actually turns on growth. That's why you want to feel the burn. So it's not a question of completely eliminating acid as much as it is leveraging acid, taking advantage of it, and keeping the blood pH from being too acidic. Slight amounts of acid, slight bursts of acid, especially around the muscles and the muscle area and the muscle cells, can turn on hypertrophy, can turn on growth, anabolism, building. In addition to the breathing, in addition to respiration, phosphates can also help buffer the blood. And also proteins can help buffer the blood. In fact, those are the three main molecules that have a buffering effect. Oxygen / carbon dioxide in the respiration process, phosphates, and proteins. There's also a really interesting molecule, which we're going to spend a couple days talking about, that is very underappreciated, but is very powerful, very medicinal, very therapeutic, completely non-toxic, and really cheap. And one of its main mechanisms of action for preventing disease, like cancer for that matter, cancer and a lot of degenerative diseases, is sodium bicarbonate. plain old baking soda. It turns out that plain old baking soda, which costs you pennies a day to dose with, is one of the most powerful medicines you can ever use, largely because its ability to buffer blood pH. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Naomi Wolf will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about her book, The Beauty Myth, and talk about COVID freedom, medical freedom. Dr. Wolf is very outspoken. She's, like me, has been censored on YouTube. You can find her on Brand New Tube or on Rumble. We'll talk to Naomi Wolf about her book, The Beauty Myth and The End of America, which she wrote in 2007, very, very prophetically, I have to say. We'll talk to Naomi Wolf about both her books. Actually, we'll talk about, she's got about eight or nine books. But we'll talk about The Beauty Myth and The End of America and COVID Freedom with Naomi Wolf at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment if we have them, 844-236-6010. All right, so we will continue talking about sodium bicarbonate and electrolytes and acidosis and alkalosis and calcification and phosphorus and bodily breakdown on our coming Bright Side episodes. I want to get to a couple stories, and if we have calls, we'll get them at 844-236-6010. From King's College in London, fibromyalgia, likely the result of autoimmune problems. New research from the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology, and Neuroscience at King's College London, in collaboration with the University of Liverpool, has shown that many of the symptoms in fibromyalgia syndrome, i.e. FMS, are caused by antibodies that increase the activity of pain-sensing nerves throughout the body. Fibromyalgia is one of the most horrific health challenges any human being can have to endure. Fibromyalgia is when your entire body feels like you just had the most intense workout you ever had. You know, the sore feeling that you get after a workout, imagine that multiplied by 100 and affecting every muscle in your body from head to toe. That's what fibromyalgia is, and it's caused by inflammatory factors that get into the bloodstream. Now, whether it's autoimmune or not, I don't know. I have my doubts whether it's autoimmune, but there are antibodies that show up. That's according to this study that was published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation just a couple of days ago. There are antibodies that show up, so there's definitely some immune activity, but the most important indicator of what's going on in fibromyalgia is the fact that 90% of the people who get fibromyalgia are women. That tells us that there is likely a female hormone involvement, and considering the fact that most women who have fibromyalgia also have menstrual problems, reproductive problems, PMS, various uterine and ovarian issues like cysts and fibroids, the odds are really good that you're dealing with an estrogenic issue. Now, estrogen, as we've said many times, we've talked about estrogen a lot on this program, is handled largely by the digestive system, the liver, and the intestine particularly. Which means, no surprise, if you have estrogenic issues, you likely have issues with the intestine and issues with your liver. There's a molecule that gets dumped into the blood that is a component of bacteria that live in the gut. This little piece, this little chunk that comes off of the cell membrane, the membrane of bacteria, is called an LPS, lipopolysaccharide, also known as an endotoxin. And fibromyalgia patients, in addition to, according to this article, having autoimmune cells that inflame nerves, also have high levels of lipopolysaccharides and endotoxins in the blood. This implicates the intestine, leaky gut syndrome, and the microbiome, that is the bacteria that live in the intestine, in fibromyalgia symptoms, which means if you're dealing or you know somebody who's dealing with this absolutely horrific health challenge, work on the digestive system, particularly gut bacteria and also fats. Make sure you're using essential fatty acid supplements, which are nature's natural anti-inflammatories. Omega-3s in particular, but both omega-6s, which are involved in healing, and omega-3s, which are involved in anti-inflammation, are important. And, of course, you got to make sure that you're absorbing your fats. And that means you got to make sure your liver, your bile, your gallbladder, the intestine, the stomach, the pancreas, the whole digestive machinery, all the digestive machinery components are working as they should. I heard a commercial a couple of days ago. I've actually been hearing this commercial for a few years, but I heard it a couple of days ago. The commercial promotes a company that has a new test that can tell you if you have fibromyalgia. It can diagnose fibromyalgia. It can officially give you that diagnosis, this test. I don't even know how they do it. I imagine there's markers in the blood that they detect, and they assume that those markers are fibromyalgia. And I thought it was really amusing because anybody who has fibromyalgia doesn't need a test to see if they have fibromyalgia. You don't need to have it officialized or memorialized. If you have pain all over your body, you've got fibromyalgia, because that's what fibromyalgia means. Fibro means fibers. Myo means muscles. Algia means pain. You have pain in your muscle fibers. Fibromyalgia, the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, is a classic example of how we treat diagnoses rather than treating people. We treat nomenclature. We treat names. We treat diagnostic terms rather than taking care of the human beings that have the diagnosis. Fibromyalgia is not a disease, it's a description. Fibromyalgia is not a sickness or an illness, it's a description of a process that's happening in your body, something that's going on in your body. Fibromyalgia is not something to treat. The pain that is associated with fibromyalgia is what you want to deal with, and that pain is caused by inflammatory factors. Inflammatory factors are in turn caused by things that leak into the bloodstream. That means focus on the digestive system. You can also use progesterone, by the way. Progesterone helps balance out estrogen, and there's a lot of folks who get incredible benefits, pain-relieving benefits, anti-inflammatory benefits, reproductive health benefits, as well as just mood-enhancing benefits by using progesterone topical. I always recommend progesterone topical rather than internal. And by the way, men benefit from progesterone as well. Progesterone's feel-good benefits also apply to men as well as women, and progesterone may be able to help men who are dealing with prostate problems too. All right, one more from the University of Copenhagen. Mucus may become the medicine of the future. Many people instinctively associate mucus with something disgusting, but in fact, it has incredibly valuable functions for our health. It keeps track of our important intestinal flora, feeds our intestinal bacteria. It covers the internal surfaces of the body, and as a barrier to the outside world, it helps us protect ourselves from infectious disease. I've said this for years. Mucus is your friend. Mucus is not an enemy. Yeah, the mucus in your throat that you get after you drink milk, if you're susceptible, or the mucus that is in your throat, if you have allergic reaction, pollen allergies, or if you just have a cold, yeah, it can be frustrating. But the job of mucus is to protect us. The job of mucus is to slime bacteria and bad guys, allergens, antigens, out of the body. Mucus is a slime. It's kind of like that movie Ghostbusters where they slime the ghost. That's what mucus is. It's a sliming agent that helps protect tissues from invaders. And if your body is secreting lots of mucus, your job is not to eliminate the mucus by taking drugs. Your job is to figure out why the heck the mucus is being secreted. Mucus is basically just long-chain sugars, and these long-chain sugars that form what's called the glycobiome, as opposed to the microbiome, glyco meaning sugar. The universe of sugars that live in our body via cells and via mucus has really very, very important immune-building, immune-boosting properties. And the classic manifestation of these sugars is what are called mucus and mucins, the medicine of the future, according to this article from the University of Copenhagen. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Dr. Naomi Wolf will be with us right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Hopkins University is reporting the global toll of confirmed deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 4 million people on Wednesday. The WHO announced a disproportionate number of deaths in parts of Africa, Asia, and Latin America have led to the higher numbers. American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours. 2 American service members have been injured. The D.C. Appeals Court on Wednesday suspended Rudy Giuliani, a former attorney for President Trump, from practicing law in Washington, D.C. They issued the order citing the suspension of Giuliani's New York law license 2 weeks ago. Texas House of Representatives are in a special legislative session attempting to destroy ballot harvesting. Republicans are pushing to ban drive-through and after-hours voting. The 47-page House Bill 3 was filed online Wednesday evening. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Overcrowded U.S. immigration detention centers have a huge spike in COVID-19 infections in recent months. That's according to a New York Times report. The paper found that more than 7,500 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in border detention centers between April and last week. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich on Fox News says the Biden administration has chosen immigrants over the safety of the American people.
The Biden administration is making a choice between migrants and Americans, and they're telling the wrong people to stay home. They literally are trying to shut down our economy. And I keep emphasizing to folks that the biggest health crisis facing our country today is the Biden administration. Because we may have 3 vaccines for COVID, but there's no cure for stupid. And what the Biden administration is doing is just plain dumb, Sean. You know that there are millions of people illegally crossing our southern border. A small percentage of them have been adequately vaccinated. They're packed into detention centers. Could be a catastrophe, not only a public health crisis. And so the Biden administration, as you know, is trying to get rid of Title 42, which essentially President Trump used to literally expel hundreds of thousands of people out of this country for public health reasons. So which is it, Joe Biden? Do we have a public health crisis where we're going to lock down our economy, or alternatively, we're going to go ahead and let people in and gut Title 42, which is designed to protect the public health?
Border infections make up more than 40% of all reported cases in ICE facilities since the start of the pandemic. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, have a search engine up at brightsideben.com if you miss a program or want to review a topic. Head to brightsideben.com. You'll find search engine as well as the longevity products. If you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, you'll find a Join the Team link that you can click on at brightsideben.com. Also, pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, traumas, for the prevention of post-surgical scarring. True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, or emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com for our products and TruthReviewed.com for our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. TruthReviewed with a D.com and TruthTreatments.com to purchase Truth Skin Health products. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today. Dr. Naomi Wolf is the author of multiple books. I read her first book, The Beauty Myth, maybe 25 years ago when I started
formulating skincare products. Dr. Wolf is a prophetic and prescient advocate of freedom and observer of the human predicament, the human dilemma. Her book, The End of America, is a must-read. She was right on, man. That book came out in 2007, and lo and behold, we're living almost everything that she predicted in the book, The End of America in 2007, we're living through today. Please welcome advocate for freedom and feminist, Dr. Naomi Wolf. Hello, Naomi Wolf. Thanks for being on The Bright Side.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much for having me, and thanks for your kind words.
Yes, thank you for your wonderful, wonderful work. And you can tell how wonderful and important your work is by the fact that you've now been censored extensively on YouTube and Twitter and on social media. It's unbelievable, really, what's going on with censorship. So, you know, the beauty myth, it strikes me that your recent advocacy and the way you're presenting this whole COVID pandemic issue as an issue of freedom, it's kind of related to the beauty myth in that there's powers that be that impose their will on human individuality and human freedom. Can you talk a little bit about how feminism relates to the stuff that you're talking about now with freedom, with health freedom?
Wow, that is a great question, and I think it's an important insight. I don't want to dismiss the fact that there was a real, and is still in some places a real, serious respiratory disease circulating, that's for sure. Just like in the 12 years since I wrote The End of America, I didn't dismiss the fact that terrorism was real. But in both cases, the powers that be, as you put them, people who are stakeholders that I've been behind the scenes as a former political consultant, understanding how these decisions are made, are exploiting these real emergencies, these real crises to, advance their own agenda. And in each case, it's an anti-freedom agenda and very, very lucrative for certain special interests. So that's the through line. There's definitely, a continuum between the work I've done for 35 years speaking up about women's autonomy and liberty and their respect for their bodies and resisting the way women's bodies are, intruded on, coerced, subjected to violence, controlled, and the kind of warnings I'm issuing now about what I call biofascism or medical imperialism, under the guise of medical processes, human bodies are being stripped of liberty and being told that they belong to the state, and that you're not allowed to have privacy. You're not allowed to make your own medical decisions. You're not allowed to be protected by HIPAA or the Fourth Amendment or the Equality Act from medical-based discrimination or violation. I am not an anti-vaxxer. That's something that many people, including apparently the Twitter spokesperson, reported wrongly. I was never even interested in vaccinations until, this round of what I call medical imperialism. But there are very real, continuities. For example, for years and years and years, women's health advocates and women's liberty advocates, feminists, have been saying my body, my choice, and that your medical decisions are between, about reproduction, about abortion, are between you and your doctor. And that was true in the HIV epidemic as well, more broadly, not just women, of course, but anyone. Early on, there were very wrong-headed calls to make public people's HIV status, to, key people who are HIV positive from circulating with, the rest of the population, to strip them of civil liberties. And right-minded people said in both cases, no, your body is your decision. You have medical privacy. You have inalienable human rights. So it's very shocking to me that the same people who understood how important it is to not let the state dictate what we do with our uteruses, right, is letting the state dictate what goes into our bodies in other ways, how our bodies can be managed, whose body can go back to school in the fall, who can't, whose bodies have to have masks on without any, scientific backup and actually network. They've shown that it's quite harmful for children, and who can't. I mean, we've we've kind of yielded control of our bodies and our basic human rights to autonomy and privacy to the state and to, you know, giant corporate interests without a fight, because we're told that, you know, we had to, and that's just historically a terrible precedent and terrible outcomes, which you see now all around you.
Do you see a distinction between corporate interests and the state? As you mentioned those two. Is there a distinction between the two?
Well, that's another great question. I love your kind of, you know, very epistemological question. They are increasingly merging, and that, again, historically is very dangerous. That's what happened in Italy in the 1920s, and indeed fascism, the definition, is the merger of corporate interests in the state. And it happened again with the Nazis, you know, IBM, you know, and so many corporate interests, you know, worked with the National Socialists to advance their nefarious agenda. Right now, what we really are seeing is, by the way, you know, newsflash, I've joined America First lawsuit against social media companies as of this morning. You know, what we're seeing is right now a merger really between, and I hate to say it as a lifelong Democrat and someone who voted for Joe Biden, but we're seeing a merger between the DNC, you know, the Biden administration, and big tech, for instance. And big tech is doing the dirty work that government can't legally do, like censoring people. And we also see a merger of government, like the CDC, and I would say Anthony Fauci, you know, really do need to be investigated, because there's so much crossover of conflicts of interest with big pharma. For instance, the pharmaceutical companies give the CDC Foundation between $10 and $12 million a year. So those have to be looked at.
Dr. Wilson, hang on. I thought we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to continue talking about this whole idea of medical fascism and also the myth of the state. The state is God. We've got Dr. Naomi Wolf with us, her book, The Beauty Myth, and more with Dr. Wolf on The Bright Side right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Naomi Wolf, her book, The Beauty Myth and the End of America, among many other books. Dr. Wolf is a prolific writer. Dr. Naomi, there was a guy named Ernst Casparier who wrote a book, I think, about 100 years ago called... Or no, it was actually in the 1940s when he wrote it, called The Myth of the State. Have you ever heard of this book?
No.
He talks about how statism is this kind of myth. There's a mythological aspect to statism that's exemplified by things like patriotism. And I wonder how much of this imposition of freedom, imposition on human freedoms that the state imposes is kind of Stockholm syndrome. It's like we're participating, we're complicit as individual citizens. How much of it is our fault as citizens?
Well, everything is our fault in a democracy. You know, if we have we still have the vestiges of the power to use our representative government, and we haven't been. We've allowed these encroachments. It's all our fault until those power are taken away from us. So I know that we've been fighting really, really hard at Daily Cloud. I have a site called Daily Cloud, and citizens have launched something called the Five Freedoms Campaign to get our rights back and to protect us from biofascism. And we drafted model bills to end vaccine passports, to end mask mandates, to open schools now, to allow freedom of assembly, and to end emergency law. And citizens have fought really hard. And so now you see in America, most states have dropped a lot of these restrictions that didn't just come about. That happened because they were hearing from mobilized citizens, really, really organizing and lobbying and shining a light on the tyrannies around us. But that fight is not done. Believe it or not, 47 states are under emergency law still in the United States, even though the restrictions have largely been dropped, with political exceptions like California. Here where I'm sitting in New York State, Governor Cuomo, under pressure to drop emergency law that he claimed for the COVID emergency, now that there really isn't a COVID emergency in New York State, he's just issued emergency law for gun violence. So these are tyrannical powers. Most citizens, I didn't even know till I went across the country and met with state legislators that state houses are closed, in state after state, in Michigan, in Maine, in Oregon, you know, the state houses are closed or open very, very minimally. You know, people are legislating in civic centers, which has no security, and the public can't come in and watch the legislature. So that's really a police state. Like, I can't sound the alarm loudly enough. So this is our fight, and we have to keep fighting to end emergency powers and get our democracy back. It's totally up to us. Now, speaking to what you said a moment ago, there is definitely a mythological aspect to, you know, all statecraft. I mean, I would say there's a mythological aspect to any culture that humans engage in, because we're myth-making animals. And, you know, I certainly felt this when I was advising the presidential campaign of Bill Clinton and the vice presidential election campaign. A lot of what makes a successful presidency or successful leadership is understanding, you know, mythologies. There's nothing wrong with that.
So crafting it consciously, working with a crafting myth.
Absolutely. So I just want to say this can be used really negatively and darkly, like with, you know, National Socialism, or it can be used really beautifully, like the best of America is mythological. You know, like, we have a myth in a way, which we've made real, that we are a nation that anyone can come from anywhere and live in freedom and equality. You know, you have to believe in that as an archetype before you can make it real. So I guess where I was going with that is that in the absence of a commanding mythology, you get something like the COVID cult, where people are given, you know, a job that's life and death, and the right to pass judgment on other people, and, you know, the mythology, which is so powerful with vaccine discrimination, of I'm pure and you're impure, or, you know, right, I'm of a higher class level than you are. And
I'm a scientist and you're not. I'm a scientist and you're ignorant.
And you're ignorant, exactly. And then people become addicted to that, and it becomes like cult thinking, which is incredibly dangerous.
Do you think that the representatives, people who are promoting this kind of impositional myth, this myth of hegemony or myth of tyranny, if you will, do you think they're conscious of it, or do they think that they believe that they're doing right?
I mean, honestly, at this point, having given it a lot of thought and seen a lot of primary documents, the way we've locked down throughout the Western world, really throughout the world since March of 2020, the economy crushed, children's social contract of going to school dissolved, you know, families divided, that's being driven by some vested stakeholders who are doing very, very well as a result of ruining the West. I mean, there's no less dramatic way to put it. They don't all have the same agenda, but, you know, behind exploiting this push is the Chinese Communist Party, which wants the West to be weakened, which wants America in particular to be divided. And, you know, look, we had double-digit unemployment, and their revenues were up 32% during 2020 to 2021. But in addition to that, there are alliances with people like Bill Gates, who has a lot of crossover business and partnerships with the Chinese Communist Party, who's kind of, I would say, money laundering. I hope I don't get sued for that. But, you know, so many shared interests with the Chinese Communist Party, Chinese Stock Exchange, and then his foundation is flowing millions and millions of dollars into North America, into American civil society, to really ruin American civil society and weaken it. You know, millions to NPR, millions to the BBC, millions to the Guardian. The Columbia Journalism Review wrote about this. It's a huge story. You know, millions for quote-unquote COVID education, you know, overcoming vaccine hesitancy. You know, millions going down to local, you know, schools and community groups and churches and synagogues. So all of that is directing outcomes. That's why there was no resistance, really, in the last year and a half, or just tiny pockets of resistance. A lot of what would normally be people asking questions in an organized way were compromised. by this money. And then lastly, there's big tech and big pharma. And, you know, since the lockdowns and since the big tech companies aligned in something called the COVID-19 Response Project to kind of boost and unify messaging around lockdowns, they're up, the CEOs of big tech are up double-digit billions, and Amazon is up triple-digit billions. So they also have a vested interest in driving, you know, dissolving human culture, you know, keeping us out of town hall meetings, keeping us out of in-person classrooms, keeping us out of bars and restaurants, because that drives all that human activity onto digital platforms. And, you know, and that's that. I mean, I run a tiny, you know, digital technology company, but even I know that the business model of every digital technology company is to get people to stop doing things in real life and drive them onto your platform. And so if you have policies where you lock everyone down and you make it, you fine them for having a dinner party, you know, people are going to be stuck indoors on Zoom or stuck indoors on Twitter and Facebook, and you're going to make, you know, billions in additional revenue and data harvesting. So all these bad actors did this.
You got to say that this is brilliant in an evil, Dr. Evil kind of way. It seems like it's, isn't it brilliant?
It is. And now I'm going to talk in a Jungian mythological sense. I'm Jewish, right? And we don't have a very developed concept of evil. You know, it's not as developed as like the Catholic concept of evil. But I think that there's a certain genius in evil. And I think that this, you know, this gathering.
It's not good. It's not necessarily good, but there's a brilliance to it. There's in terms of manipulating things, the ability to manipulate. I wish we had more time, Dr. Wolf. We're just out of time, but you're doing such amazing, amazing work and important work. Tell our listeners how they can find you and online and such.
Thank you. So please come to dailycloud.io and join us to fight for our liberty. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Wolf. Thank you for everything you're doing. We'll talk again soon. God bless you. That's Dr. Naomi Wolf, authoress of multiple books, including The End of America and The Beauty Myth. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.